Well, Amy is with us from Great Lakes Recovery Center, and how are you?
We're doing good today, thanks.
Yeah, for a Monday, right?
Yes, it's a Monday.
Well, there's really good news for your agency and being involved with the new Kivala Center. Of course, I don't know. I know I knew John myself personally and his struggles and whatnot. So I guess the mission of your agency and having his family involved, that's a match. Tell me about the relationship.
Well, it really is a nice match. We've known John for a long time. You know, he was a very big supporter of our services and what we offered. And, you know, we have been working with his friends and family since his passing. And they wanted to do something, and the state wanted to do something. So, you know, we looked at naming the building, the facility, after him. And it was, like you said, a good match.
Tell me about the facility, Amy, and what kind of services are available to who?
Sure, it's really exciting. It's going to be Behavioral Health Campus. We're going to have all sorts of services so people can get everything they need in one location. We're going to have a residential treatment facility for women, and that will be for women who have substance use disorders, and they can bring their kids with them to treatment, which is really nice. It's often a barrier that mothers have when getting services, so they'll be able to take their kids right with them. We'll also have detoxification services there, and there will be a recovery house there for women, and their children, again, can come and stay with them. But what a recovery house is when they're done with the treatment, they can move into the recovery house and just be there. It's a little more independent living, and it's a place for people who are all going through the same thing at the same time to be there and support each other and still have access to those services if they need them. So in addition to those two services, we're also going to have our integrated Nagani Integrated Care Clinic there. And through that office, you can get outpatient services for both mental health and substance use. So people from the community can come and get counseling services there. We also have medical care there. So in addition to primary care, like a physical and family planning, minor injury, we also have specialty care there, like ostomy care, which is something that's pretty difficult to find in the UP, hepatitis C treatment. We'll have a dermatology clinic there once a month. So all sorts of services you'll be able to access out of that facility. So on Thursday, we are going to open place up and have an open house. We want to invite the community in so they can look at the facility, see what services are being offered out of that, and just celebrate with us.
It really is difficult to fight substance abuse, isn't it? And there's that stigma, isn't there, that, well, you brought it on yourself and you know, that kind of thing.
There's a lot of stigma involved with both substance use and mental health, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping, you know, one thing that we're always trying to do is open the conversation around that so we can help break down that stigma a little bit.
Okay, so tell me about the open house then, who's invited, and we'll kind of in the conversation.
Sure. So the open house is on August 31st, and it is from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and it is open to the public. Anybody can come and see the new facility, get a tour of the place, and just learn more about what we have to offer.
And for people who don't know, where exactly is this facility?
Yes. So it is the former Teal Lake Medical Facility. It is on 100 Malton Road. It's technically in Nagani, but lots of people think it is in Ishpeming. It is right on the border between Ishpeming and Nagani.